Okay, let me see which one I want to do here.
happy today. All my sins washed away in the blood of my Savior. And now I can say, bless the Lord,
bless the Lord,
bless the Lord,
bless the Lord.
Okay, let's see one more here. Let's see.
From over hill and plain, there comes a single strain. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Its music grows along, the hills take up the song of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, on. We'll move at his command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Come join our loyal throng, we'll rout the giant wrong. 'Tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. Where Satan's banners float, we'll send the bugle note of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. On to victory, cries our great commander, great commander. His command, we'll soon possess the land, through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. The strength of youth we lay at Jesus' feet today, 'tis loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. His gospel we'll proclaim throughout the world's domain, of loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot
the artillery. I may never fly or the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. On to victory, on to victory, cries our great commander. We'll soon possess the land through loyalty, loyalty, yes, loyalty to Christ. Loyalty to Christ.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I love good music. I hope you do too. I try to give you a number of different artists. That was Alan Ives and his wife, and I have a bunch of their albums on digital download, and you can order those from his website, Alan Ives. If you look him up, let me try to do that for you. As a pastor, I like to recommend things for people so they can find things out there, God's people. And that you can see if I can find. I don't know where his. I don't remember the name of his website, but I know he's got one. And his sermons are on Sermon Index, it looks like. He is a very good speaker on Christian music. David Cloud uses him as a reference all the time because he is probably one of the best. He is probably one of the best out there on the subject, okay? So if you can get some of his albums and look them up, Alan Ives, that would be good for you to do. It would be a blessing. You need good music in your life. Some of you that lived on rock and roll music or on other music and other genres of music before you got saved, it's not enough that you stop listening to bad music. You need to listen to good music. You need it in your life. So if I were you, I would get it in your life and listen to it. Amen? It'll help you. It'll be a blessing to you in your walk with God. Now, let's see. We're going to talk about this thing today, this George Floyd today, this man, this black man that died. I'm going to give you my personal take on this, that it looks as if he was killed by the police. I'm just speaking that way because I don't know 100% of everything, but it sure looks like it. But it sure looks like that's what happened. And it's sad. It's very sad. But it's not the only time, and I'm going to give you my take on it, that I don't believe it's what it's being made out to believe. And I believe you got you got some people out there that really try to make it as if it's one issue, it's just a race issue. You know, they try to make it a race issue, and it's not a race issue. I don't believe it is. And I'm going to show you an example of the same thing that happened before. I believe it's a police state issue. I don't believe it has anything to do with being racist. In that sense. I believe it's a police state issue. But you know, if the devil can divide people and keep them all into their own little groups and everything else like that, you know, then guess what happens? They win. No, that's not real. That Make America White Again thing is not real. That's an internet spoof is all it is. That's not even real. But that Make Whites Great Again isn't even, it's not real. It's not the same guy. People are just spreading stuff around. That's how it happens on the internet. They just spread stuff around everywhere, and you know, it isn't real. That's not what happened. So, yeah, he was arrested on forgery, attempted forgery, they said. It is a white supremacy issue. Even whites are hurt by those police unless they convert. Why? Yeah, I'm showing you right now. I'm showing you that it's not real. That's not the case. It's the guy didn't have that hat on. That's not the same guy. So, and I could be wrong, but I don't believe so. I don't believe it's the same guy, and it has nothing to do with Trump. It's not President Trump's fault. I'm not even a Trump supporter. Okay? I'm not a Trump supporter, so I think people are pushing this narrative. See this? Make whites great again is currently trending because of a few mega viral tweets falsely claiming that a random white supremacist is the same man as the cop that killed the black man in Minneapolis. It's not real. So, anyway, I know where Minneapolis is, and I know what goes on in Minneapolis. And I preach in Minneapolis. I preach on the streets of Minneapolis all the time. I've been harassed by cops everywhere. So I understand firsthand about those things. And do I believe that? Look, this is really simple. If you got your knee on somebody's neck and they're saying they can't breathe, and you already have that person restrained, you turn them over and you let them breathe. I don't even see how that's even an issue of safety for any police or anything like that. It isn't. You know, it's not an issue. Let the guy breathe. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's so inhumane. If somebody's freaking out having breathing problems and you try to calm them down, you turn them over and you get them to relax a little bit. Especially if they're scared. People have lost their compassion. White or black, I don't care who you are. People have lost their compassion out there. And it's become an issue of just inhumane type of behavior. Now, again, I don't know everything that went down. It appears to me, though, that, look, I know this. I know how to choke somebody out. I know what their body feels like when they get choked out. I know what it's like to not be able to breathe, and I understand that. So all I'm saying is that when you see people today, though, look, there's a lack of compassion everywhere when it comes to things like this. I mean, people are video recording the most atrocious things and not even getting involved with it or trying to stop it. You know, so it's sad, really, to be honest with you. It's very sad. But what you have to understand, though, is that it's the Bible speaks of this when you go to Romans chapter 1. Where did it all start? Here's where it all start. It all started. I preached a message years ago. And it's called a few years back, it's called a Blueprint for the Destruction of a Society. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men which hold the truth and who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Now let's stop there for a second. I'm going to get into some things. I'm going to show you some things here. I'm going to show you, we're going to talk about George Floyd and what happened with him. I'm going to show you a few other things, but I want you to see this. When a society denies the creation of God, God's creation. When a society denies creation, this is the degradation of society. This is where you go when you leave the Bible. Now you listen to me and listen to me good when I say this. This is where a society goes when they leave the Word of God. When they turn unto fables. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. What do you think happens when you teach people they're animals? When you indoctrinate them into a society that believes that they came from animals and they happenstance came on this earth. That it was a big cosmic mistake or a big cosmic joke or a big cosmic plan. Accident that took place. Chance. By chance that it happened. How did this start? When you start denying creation? When you start denying that there's a God? That's where it starts. When you start denying. That there's a creation. That there's a creator. When you start denying that. There's a God in heaven that made man. When you start doing that, guess what happens to society? You turn them into a bunch of animals. So, what happened before abortion and everything else came about? evolution in the schools. This is evolutionary doctrine. The Bible is showing you what happens when a nation turns against God. When a society or a people, their principles change, and they're no longer principles that are based on the Bible, but they're based on evolution. Survival of the fittest. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. A nation of fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creepy. See, are you listening? See, when you leave the principles, this is talking about leaving the book of Genesis. This is talking about right here. It's saying once you leave Genesis, the beginning, it's all downhill from there. You go from being a being created in the image of God to a beast. You go to acting like beasts. That's what happens. So they leave creation, they leave the book of Genesis, they leave the truth of the Bible, they leave the truth of a creator that man was made in God's image. They leave that. And they go to the lie. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. See, after their beliefs, they've left the beliefs and the foundation of Genesis, the foundation of creation. Then their actions start to follow what they believe. Is it not true about you, friend? Do your actions not show what you believe? We'll get back to that. Let's get to this. Here are the pictures of the police. Let me see if I can find the... Here it is, right here.
Relax. Man, I can't breathe, my face. Just get up.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, the knee in my dick. I can't breathe shit.
Bro, get up and get in the car, man.
I will.
Get up and get in the car.
I can't move.
I've been waiting the whole time. Just get up and get in the car.
Mama.
Get up and get
Mama.
In the car, right?
I can't.
I gave y'all an opportunity to get in, bro. I told you can't win.
My knee.
You can't win, man.
I'm about to just die this thing.
Relax.
Man, I can't breathe, my face. Just get up.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, the knee in my dick. I can't breathe shit.
Bro, get up and get in the car, man.
I will.
Get up and get in the car.
I can't move.
I've been waiting the whole time. Get up and get in the car.
Mama.
Get up and get
Mama.
In the car, right?
I can't.
I gave y'all an opportunity to get in, bro. I told you, you can't win.
My knee.
You can't
My neck.
Win, man.
I'm through.
I know you didn't never. You didn't listen.
That's the fool me. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts.
I'm
about to die this thing.
Well, I will say from that video, it sounds like there's something a little more going on there than what we're being told. Because the guy that's right there is saying
something.
Obtained
by CBS News shows what appears to be the start of the confrontation between George Floyd and Minneapolis police officers. The video from a restaurant security camera shows officers taking him into custody. But the restaurant's owner says it does not show Floyd resisting arrest.
From what I saw on the camera, it didn't really look like he was resisting at all.
This video, obtained by CBS News, shows what appears to be the start.
You know, I'm not sure really if there was any resisting arrest that was going on before that. I don't know. Here's another video. Doesn't look like it to me that he was resisting anything. I do wonder why the other guy said something like, you know, that you're not going to win. I told you just to get up or whatever. You're not going to win. So, you know, I don't really know what that was about, to be honest with you. Looks like you might have been fighting a little bit there, but again, I'm not saying that that the guy should have stuck his knee down in his neck and strangled him, basically. I mean, I'm not condoning anything he's doing. They're gonna answer for what they did, I'm sure of that. But anyway, you see there's a lack of compassion there from the police. It's just weird to me how, you know, that lack of compassion is there. But it's sad to watch. But the thing is that it also isn't the only time that that's happened. Okay? Is it a black-white issue? I don't believe so. I don't believe it is a black-white issue. You know, I don't believe it is. I think some of it is bad training for the police. I think some of it is bad training. A lack of compassion for people in general, which we're going to go back down through Romans chapter 1 here. I think it's a police state that has been pushed. I think what makes it worse is these lockdowns. It gives these cops, a lot of cops, this authority mindset. I think that's part of it. In this town that I live in Northfield, Minnesota, I don't believe you'd ever see cops do that. I don't believe you'd ever see them do that. They don't treat people like that here. They just don't. And sadly, that type of mentality is out there, though. Once you have somebody subdued and there's nothing wrong with being compassionate to them and letting them breathe. I mean, and getting them up off their feet and letting them just like relax. I mean, put them in a squad car. Whatever. I mean, you don't got to sit there with your knee. But I'm just curious as to what their excuse is going to be for that, to be honest with you. Because I really don't know what kind of excuse they can have for that. To treat people like that. Remember what the Word of God says. Remember what it says about people. You know, I mean, let me ask you a question. Hang on a second. Whoops. Let me see something here. I want to show you something here. Okay. Do you believe groups like... Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that this is about race? Two questions I'm going to ask you. Okay? Two questions I'm going to ask you. All right, you ready? One is... And I'm going to play a song here for a few minutes. One is... Do you believe that this was about race? And number two, do you believe that the group Black Lives Matters really cares about black lives? All right. I'm gonna give you this. So those two questions. Do you believe this was strictly about race? And do you believe that Black Lives Matters actually cares about black lives? Okay. All right. So the question, used to cause division. No, I do not believe that was a black-white thing. My dad said in, and also I believe that black lives don't care about. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, I want to show you something. Because if black lives really mattered, how come this don't matter? Abortion kills 1,000 black babies every day in America. When's the last time you've seen a BLM outside of an abortion clinic? This is why I don't believe Black Lives, the group Black Lives Matters, cares. And number two, the other thing that I don't believe, is that was a race issue. I'm going to show you why I don't believe it was a race issue in a second. There's 1,000 black babies killed every day in America. Abortion is the number one killer of black lives in the United States. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it kills more black people than HIV, homicide, diabetes, accident, cancer, and heart disease combined. See, this is like one of those truth bombs. And by the way, I know that stinking YouTube is censoring me and throttling all my stuff. I know full well they are. Because they don't want this out there. Neither does the devil. Because this is the truth. This kind of stuff is where the rubber meets the road. Just true stuff, telling people the truth about it and dealing with race issues and all that stuff truthfully, biblically, and understanding the whole thing. See, they don't like that. Think about that. Black pregnancies, 28% of all black pregnancies ending in induced abortion. See that? 28%. I know, they're not sending my notices out. I know, I believe it. I believe it, believe me. I mean, I got one for mine, but I bet a lot of people aren't getting it. Anyway, but in 2014, African-American women comprised 13.3% of the U.S. population, but black women had 36% of all abortions. So let's go back to this. Turn your Bibles back to Romans chapter 1 here. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. And worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Look at that. It's the war. It's the war right there. Deborah Hearn says the founders of BLM are feminist lesbians. They agree with abortion. Of course they do. They're destroying and killing their own people. See, I'm not a political pundit. I'm a preacher. I'll just tell you the truth. When people get mad, they get mad. By the way, that's not minimizing the death of this poor man either. He's probably in hell now. But it's because of a police state, not because of his color. It's because of the depravity of man. You know, if you follow Romans chapter 1, what you see here is prophecy unfolding before your eyes. The destruction of a society. I don't think it has anything to do with that guy's race. Because I think that cop don't care what color you are. See, I've dealt with cops, okay? I know what they're like. And they don't care what color you are. If you defy them or you ignore them, they will bust you down. And different cops in different areas will do different things. And they don't care what color you are. They'll bust your teeth out of your mouth. They don't care. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness. See, this is where it starts to go. This is what happens to them. This is what happens to a society. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. Covetousness, maliciousness, extreme enmity, malignity, full of envy, murder, they've got murder in their hearts. But you know the sad thing is? The sad thing is that more black people are killing their own than anyone. They're willingly walking into abortion clinics and putting their own babies to death. Think about that. Pretty sad. But the question I asked you was, is it a race thing? And I don't believe it is. This happened. Back in 2016. You're gonna kill me. Dallas police body cam footage reveals the final minutes of Tony Timpa's life. He's a white guy. Tony Timpa wailed and pleaded for help more than 30 times as Dallas police officers pinned his shoulders, knees, and neck to the ground. You're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. After Timpa fell unconscious, the officers who had him in handcuffs assumed he was asleep and didn't confirm that he was breathing or feel for a pulse. As precious minutes passed, the officers laughed and joked about waking Timpa up for school and making him waffles for breakfast. Body camera footage obtained Tuesday by the Dallas Morning News shows first responders waited at least 4 minutes after Timpa became unresponsive to begin CPR. His nose was buried in the grass while officers claimed to hear him snoring, apparently unaware that the unarmed man was drawing his last breath. The officers pinned his handcuffed arms behind his back for nearly 14 minutes and zip-tied his legs together. By the time he was loaded onto a gurney and put into an ambulance, the 32-year-old was dead. The news obtained Dallas Police Department body camera footage after a 3-year fight for records related to Timpa's death. A federal judge ruled Monday in favor of a motion by the news and NBC5 to release records from his death, saying the public has a compelling interest understanding and truly took place during a fatal exchange between the citizens and law enforcement. Timpa called 911 on August 10th from the parking lot of a Dallas porn store saying he was afraid and needed help. He told the dispatcher he suffered from schizophrenia and depression and was off his prescription medication. The news first reported Timpa's death in 2017 investigation that showed Dallas police refused to say how a man who had called 911 for help ended up dead. The newly obtained records and video part of the video and records part of the lawsuit filed by Timpa's family in federal court alleging excessive force contradict key claims Dallas police have made in defending the officer's actions. Police incidents reports recounted the officer's version of the events, claimed Timpa's behavior that night was aggressive and combative. The video shows Timpa writhing at times and clearly struggling to breathe, asking officers to stop pinning him down. Absolutely, Patsy. I agree. No one deserves to die like that. That's right. People are going crazy with all the lockup stuff, and they're going to make it worse. And that's why it's not a racist thing more than it is a police state issue. This is a ticking time bomb. And all you need is bad things like this to happen to make it much worse. Police incident reporting recounted the officer's version of the events, claimed Timpa's. Now, this is back in 2016. I'm just reviewing this. I'm showing you this happened to a white person. He had already been handcuffed by a private security guard before police arrived. He never threatened to hurt or to kill the police. The footage also shows the officers mocking Timpa as he struggled to live. Shortly after, one officer ridicules Timpa's repeated cries for help. An officer notes that he appears to be out cold. They joke that he's merely asleep and try to wake him. It's time for school. Wake up. One officer mimics a teen saying, "I don't want to go to school. 5 more minutes, Mom." They joke about buying him new shoes for the first day of school, making him a special breakfast, laughing loudly. It's unclear from the video why Dallas Fire Rescue medical responders don't intervene immediately after Timpa loses consciousness. "I was unable to assess the patient due to his combativeness," said one of the first responders, a newly obtained affidavit. However, the medical responders appears to take Timpa's blood pressure while he's still conscious about 5 minutes before administering Verst, a powerful sedative. By the time the paramedic gives Timpa the sedative, officers already are questioning if Timpa is awake. Timpa died within 20 minutes of police arriving, at least 15 minutes before an ambulance eventually transported his body to Parkland Hospital. As the officers and paramedics struggled to load Timpa's lifeless body under the gurney, they began to panic, seeing his glossy open eyes and blades stuck to his mouth. One of the officers asked, "He didn't just die down there, did he?" An autopsy ruled Timpa's cause of death was a homicide, sudden cardiac death due to toxic effects of cocaine and stress associated with physical restraint. So, it appears he was on cocaine too. And who knows if this George Floyd was on drugs as well. That'll come out. Again, that doesn't condone the actions. The city of Dallas and Dallas County officials had fought since September 2016 to prevent public release of the records, arguing it could interfere with an ongoing criminal investigation. Following the 2 days of testimony, the grand jury indictment stated that the officers engaged in reckless conduct that placed Timpa in danger. The charges were dropped against them. Cruz had previously told the news that he met with all three medical examiners who had testified. At the grand jury, they reported told him they did not believe the officers acted recklessly and cannot and will not testify to the elements of the indictment beyond reasonable doubt. Records obtained shows the Dallas Police Department internal affairs investigation related to Tempa's death was completed months before the officers were indicted and were disciplined for conduct discrediting the department, but these allegations dropped when the criminal charges were dismissed. Anyway, so it's happened before. And that was a white guy, right? So I don't really think it's a issue of an issue of race. You know, I don't really think it's an issue of race. I think it's an issue of overreaching. I think it's an issue of a police state. And I think it's very easy to see that's exactly what it is. And it's sad. But I want to show you kind of that doesn't stop the social justice warriors like Beth Moore let's see here's what she says here. Here's the social justice stuff that they're trying to turn the Southern Baptist Convention into. Fellow whites who want black Americans and POC to receive equal justice for egregious white supremacy to be dismantled, speak up. Don't be fragile. You know what's right. Expect you're causing division. Eye roll. What about abortion? I'm pro all life, conception to the coffin. Yeah, sure you are. When's the last time you preached to them to quit doing it, lady? Stinking lion. Witch. Here's what she said here. Dear God in heaven, George Floyd, I have no fitting words but grief and such deep sorrow for horrors African Americans continue to endure. See, all that is race baiting. All that is social justice warrior, agent provocateur behavior. That's what it is. Right? That's who they are. They are race baiters. They are social justice warriors. And they're pushing the buttons. That's exactly what they're doing. They're pushing the buttons. And it's being led by women. That's who it's being led by. It will be pushed by women. Just like the Black Lives Matter organization started by two women. You know, George Soros backed, whatever the case may be. I don't know enough about him, but I know that. But see, that's... Why does it have to be about race? Beth Moore, as a woman of color, I appreciate your posts. I don't listen to too many white evangelical ministers in the time of Trump, sad to say. But your speaking up instead of silence is truly appreciated. See, these people all have an agenda. And here's their agenda. To push race. To make this a race. I mean, you only have to have a ticking time bomb there. Of people. You only have to have a... You only have to have the right elements together. To come together, the right situation come together in order to cause a full-blown out race war in America. Right? That's all that has to happen. Let me see here.
Scattering precious seed o'er the field wide, scattering precious seed by the way. Sowing in the morning, sowing at the noontide, sowing in the evening, sowing the precious seed by the way. Scattering precious seed for the growing, scattering precious seed freely sowing, scattering precious seed trusting knowing, surely the Lord will send it the rain. Sowing in the morning, sowing at the noontide, sowing the precious seed by the way. Scattering precious seed, doubting never, scattering precious seed, trusting ever, sowing the word with prayer and endeavor, trusting the Lord for growth and for years. Sowing in the sowing the precious seed by the way. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy, for God is on His throne. For God is on His throne. We must reap. Pray till our
Okay, well, it appears here. Let's see. An incident report. Let's give you a little more of an update on this. It says that an incident report, they were finally able to locate an officer inside the store who told them that the Hennepin Healthcare medics loaded Floyd into an ambulance and left the scene. Meanwhile, the fire crew did locate an off-duty firefighter who witnessed the end of the struggle and said that he saw Floyd go from struggling to unresponsive on the ground while handcuffed and subdued by police. Dispatch had notified the fire crew the medics needed assistance, and they responded. Two of the fire crew members got into the ambulance. At that time, medics had a chest compression device working on an unresponsive, pulseless Floyd. The fire crew members assisted medics and accompanied them to Hennepin Healthcare, where life-saving attempts were continued. Medics performed pulse checks several times, finding none, and delivered one shock by their monitor. All right, well, that's that, right? Let's see. I am looking for something else, though, that... Nope, that's not it. Maybe it's over here. Let's see. I was trying to find the riot that was there. Oh, that's right. It was WCCO. Here it is. This is what I'm looking for right here. Two white kids holding Black Lives Matters. Their mom is homeschooling them right now and told me she brought them to the Minneapolis PD 3rd Precinct to protest as part of their history lesson. Yeah, that's just plain weird, to be honest with you. Let's see. I'm trying to show... I want to show you the... They had a this was the kind of the riots that broke out there that kind of are still going on. That's the police throwing tear gas at them to disperse the crowd. That's the police trying to disperse the crowd down there. They were banging up cop cars and they were destroying them is what they were doing. And basically rioting on the street there is what was happening. So, I mean, that's real life stuff going on right now down there. And it looks like it definitely could get ugly down there. Could get real ugly down there. Probably is, and it's like a time bomb. I'm about 40 miles from there. It's a good place for me to stay away from. But... I don't have any desire to go to Minneapolis because they're supposed to all wait. The governor passed a law that everybody had to have, or the, not the governor. The mayor passed a law that everybody had to have a mask on. There's a lot of people there without any masks on. The mayor of Minneapolis passed a law stating that they had to have masks on. Well, it doesn't look like they have masks on, does it? Okay. Let's get back to the scriptures here. Let's get back to God's word here. And let's look at what it says. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness. Full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, extreme enmity, or evil dispositions of heart. This is what happens when you leave God's order. This is what happens when you deny the creation. This is what happens when a society changes the truth of God into a lie. That's what's next. This is what follows down the line. Maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God. Haven't you seen them? You Christians. You're the real reason why the coronavirus is going to spread. Because of you Christians. Because you think you have to serve God. You think you have to worship God, and if you don't, you're not right with God. So you think you've got to worship God. So you got to be together, and you got to assemble, and you got to have church, and you got to do all those other things. You can't just get with the program. You can't just live your life online. You got to actually have interaction with people. Right? Well, that's what they're saying. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents, without understanding. Goodness gracious, is that ever true? You try to explain to people anything. You try to just sit down and reason with others. And it is unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable to watch how people act when you try to have a conversation with them about anything. Try to be rational with people. Right? Just try to be rational with people. Have a sit down and reason together moment with them. Have you ever tried that? Look at this one. Without natural affection. You know, that's a real problem. Two times that natural affection is there. It describes what Romans chapter 1 is describing. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Dangerous, hazardous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I mean, sticking your knee in some guy and then laughing about it. Like they did with the white guy and like they did with the black man. Laughing about it. Not even caring or checking to see if the man is really ill or there's something really wrong with him. But just continuing with the program that they're doing. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but not denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I want you to turn to Luke 3:14. Some soldiers came to talk to Jesus in Luke chapter 3, verse number 14. They came to have a conversation with Christ. Look at what was said. And the soldiers likewise demanded, actually it was John the Baptist, I believe. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man. Now, this is a, an oath for a soldier or for a police officer? Here it is right here. Here is an oath for a civil servant. Here is an oath. Here is an oath for a civil servant. Here is a biblical design for those in authority, like police officers and soldiers and others, government officials. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, number one, do violence to no man. They're to do violence to no man. Well, does it look like those cops?
We want nobody to be able to
Does it look like those cops followed that?
With this new active park assist, all you do is hold down a single button, and the vehicle does the rest. It's one of the things that I love so much about the Escape.
Does it look like they did violence to no man? That's what he said. Neither accuse any falsely. What are police officers known to do? Plant false evidence on people? Lie about them and falsely accuse them. What did he say? Neither accuse any falsely. So don't falsely accuse people. That's what John the Baptist said to him. Neither accuse any falsely. So number one, do violence to no man. Don't be violent. You're not supposed to hurt people, be violent against them. Secondly, neither accuse any falsely. Don't lie about people, falsely accuse people. Right? Don't do that. And be content with your wages, meaning don't extort money from people. Be content with what you have and don't extort money. Don't extort money from the people you're supposed to protect and serve. See, all those things are examples. That's what John said to the soldiers that were there. And there really isn't much of a difference today. That's the same thing. That's exactly what they're supposed to do. You know, we have a lot of police today that are very violent people. They're very violent. They falsely accuse people. They lie. Like that kid that back in 2016 that died. Yeah. They just kept mocking him. And they say, oh, these guys are resisting arrest. I bet you I've seen some of these cops downtown. I'm almost positive I've seen that guy. Downtown, but I could be wrong. I mean, I've seen so many. It's very sad. Very sad what's going on. Let's see here. I switch gears here. Oops, I played that one already.
I was born to sing hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for me. I was born to sing hallelujah. Yes, it happened at Calvary. I have a song to sing, hallelujah. Christ arose from the dead, you see. I have a song to sing, hallelujah. Christ is coming back for me. I have a job to do, hallelujah. Jesus did so much for me. I have a job to do, hallelujah. Pointing sailors to Calvary. Yes,
Yes, I must not faint in his service, for my labor is not in vain. For I serve the Lord God Almighty, and forever he shall reign. Jesus Christ has done for me. I will sing his praise eternally. We have a song to sing, hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for you. We have a song to sing, hallelujah. Yes, the Bible, God's word is true. Won't you take him now as your Savior? For tomorrow may be too late. When you ask Christ Jesus to save you, life eternal is your fate.
I've a song to sing
of Jesus, the one who made me whole. I've a song to sing, hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for me. I've a song to sing, hallelujah. Yes, it happened at Calvary. I've a song to sing, hallelujah. Christ arose from the dead, you see. I've a song to sing, hallelujah. Christ is coming back for me.
So I wonder if you've noticed the kind of race baiting that's been going on right now. You have just a few days ago. Biden coming out with his comments about not being black, right? So why, I guess, why this push now? Well, don't you remember like a few years ago, that same push was there around the election time? It was all like this race stuff was all like really kicking off and it was really becoming news for a while, and then it kind of died down a little bit. And now we're back. Now it's back in the news. You see all this you see all this stuff. Now you're seeing all this racist stuff talked about. But you got two white guys that are running for office, so neither one of them are black. So what in the world does it really have to do with anything? Right? You know, what does it really have to do with anything of any concrete? I think it's a grand distraction. I think all of this stuff is a grand distraction. That's what it is. It's a distraction to get you off of what's going on really in the world today. The things that they're doing, and you got two guys, and you got this basically posturing going on here, political posturing. You got Trump calling out the, Biden's comments, and then them running, and then Trump is selling T-shirts and stuff off of Biden's comment. Most of it is just so disingenuous. It's so ridiculous. You know, and then you've got, because this same thing happened, again, to a white guy. This same thing happened to a white guy. This same death happened to a white guy back in 2016. Probably happens more than what we were ever told. But it's to push an agenda. It's to push the agenda. And to distract from what's really going on. It's all this. It's a grand distraction.
That's it.
It's just to get people's eyes off. Of something. I don't know what. But it's kind of like all the abortion talk comes around in the election year again. So now we're going to talk about abortion again. You're going to have the pro-life crew get out there, and they're going to be talking about abortion again. And they're going to be ramping it up. And the Republicans have no intention of doing anything about abortion. How about this other, the other thing with race? Then this comes on the scene. Right? This comes on the scene. A few weeks ago, justice delayed is justice denied. Was Ahmaud Arbery killed for jogging while black? There you go. Something else to push, right? Something else to heat things up. Something else to pump the and prime everything, right? Something else to get people angry at each other, to make people mad, to get people fighting. Something else. That's what it is. Another race baiting thing to get people at each other's throats. And then they pass around these fake memes. Are not fake memes, but on Twitter it was trending, the thing I just showed you, right? Make whites great again. Is it real? No, it's not real. That's not even the same guy. It's not even the same guy. But they're going to push the, but it gets the whole narrative pushed. Is it the same person? No, it's not even the same situation. But they're pushing it. They're pushing it. Right? Was the cop, why does the cop have to be a racist? Because he was white and he arrested a black guy? Why does that mean that he's automatically a racist? Does anybody have an answer for that? I'd like to hear it. Why does it mean that he's automatically a racist? Maybe he's just a totalitarian police state thug. Maybe that's what he is. Maybe he's a thug, right? A jackboot thug. Maybe that's what he is. Maybe it has nothing to do with the color of the guy's skin. Maybe it has everything to do with the fact that he'd do that to anybody. Think about that. That it's more than likely he would do it to anybody. That's right. Some cops are just bad. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they just, cops are just mean. I've dealt with them before, I know. Sometimes they're just not very nice. And unfortunately, Janet Wood says, I call him a murderer no matter what color he is. I agree. Absolutely, I agree. Okay, well, let me hear your opinion. What do you guys want to talk about here? I got a few minutes here before I go. I'll give you some time to talk a little bit about things, and maybe you want to ask a question or what I think about something. Let's do that. How about a Bible question or two, or a question about any of this stuff is fine with me. Let's see what you come up with here. We'll give you a second here to...
Who is on the Lord's side? Answer now the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you give your all? Volunteers are needed. Read it in God's word. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard. When Joshua heard the call of God one day so long ago, he didn't even question God, but started out to go. And with it drew some mighty men whose answers left no doubt. For each man said, just count on me. When Joshua heard the shout, who is on the Lord's side? Answers us like God. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you give your all? Volunteers are needed, reading God's words. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard.
David was a brave young man, intelligent was he, and in his heart he well knew God could give him victory. With faith and courage in his soul, a slingshot in his hand, he won the battle
ere his cry
was heard throughout the land.
Who is on the Lord's side? Answer now the call. Who is on the Lord's side? Will you give your all? Volunteers are needed, reading God's word. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard.
Abe Lincoln came as president, fought hard for liberty. When asked if he considered God upon his side to be, the thing he said that bothers me as I consider this is not if he is on my side, but whether I'm on his.
Here's on the Lord's side, answers us like God. Here's on the Lord's side, may you give your all. Who is on the Lord's side? Let your voice be heard.
All right, Carl asked a question about Matthew 24. Well, Brother Carl, I'll tell you what. Sometime I will talk about Matthew 24. I have preached on it before. I believe I've broke down quite a bit of it. But yes, I will talk about it sometime.
In the darkness, say, Lord, day is at hand. See o'er the foaming billows fair haven's land. Clear was the voyage, sailor, now almost o'er. Safe within the lifeboat, sailor, pull for the shore.
Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore.
Trust in the lifeboat sailor, all else will fail. Stronger the surges dash and fiercer the gale. Heed not the stormy winds, though loudly they roar. Watch the bright and morning star and pull for the shore.
Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore.
Not the rolling waves, but... let's see. Let me get back to my screen. Here we go. Kayla asked a question about, Pastor, do you believe that there is a perfect inspired Bible in every language? Or do you think there can only be one in other languages if the KJV is translated in another language? I'll tell you this. All I can vouch for is the King James Bible because I don't speak any other language. So if I was translating a Bible, which I'm not a translator, if I was, I would be translating it from the King James Bible. That's what I would do. You know, it's one of those things that the Bible, God said that he would have his word and it would go out into all the world and it would be heard by everyone, or it'd be read by everyone. You know, everyone would have the word of God in every language or in every, you know, all over the world. So I believe with the printing press that made that possible. I cannot vouch for other languages. Like, I couldn't have a... I've heard the argument in the Spanish between the Reina Valera and... You know, and like in the Spanish Bible, the Reina Valera versus the other version. And I've heard the arguments, but I can't read either one of them. So how in the world could I ever, you know... come to a conclusion on that. I just can't. I just stay out of it and use my English Bible and my King James Bible, you know, the one that I know and I can read and I trust. But I believe that you can translate the Bible into other languages. Can you translate it word for word from the King James to another language? I'm not sure if that's possible. I don't know. You know, I don't know what I would call, you know, God promises that he preserve his word. So, you know, it's one of those hypotheticals kind of things, you know. Do I believe that you could translate a faithful translation from the King James Bible into Spanish? A faithful translation in from the King James Bible to Romanian? A faithful translation of the King, of the King, from the King James Bible to... whatever other language that's out there? Sure. I believe you could. Absolutely. God promised he'd preserve his word. But I can't trust any other book besides the King James Bible. That's the one that I can vouch for. That's the one that I can read. Lisa asked, this might be silly. Do you think a dog could have a devil in it? My neighbor's dog, Pitbull, looked at me with such hatred, I was freaked out. Yes, Lisa, I do, and I can show you Bible for it. Let's look at it right now. Let's see. Right here. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. Definitely. So there you go. Yep. Because I can see it in the Bible. Right there. So I believe it can happen. I've had some pretty weird things happen to me before that I won't talk about, but I've seen some pretty weird things. Yep. So if I can see it in the Bible, then I know it can happen, right? I know it's possible. So we know it's possible. We also know, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. Remember, the angel caused the dumbass to speak, right? Deborah asks, when you go back to the charismatic series, can you cover the progressive movement? Which movement is that exactly? Maybe I know it as another name. So, yes, I do believe that animals can be possessed. People can be possessed. Spirits can roam in houses. Now, they're not spirits of humans. They're devils. But I believe they can be in houses as well. Absolutely. They can be in houses. I'd like to start a new series sometime. I think I'm going to do that. I just got to figure out which one. I got to have the Lord lead me and pray about it this week. And you know, I've only got about 2 weeks left starting Monday will be the, I'll have 10 days from Monday. Yeah, I'll have like 10 days from Monday before I leave. So on Monday, before I leave for vacation. Kayla asked, do you think real demons come to us in dreams? Yes. Yes, Kayla, I do. And that's just like Job. Mm-hmm. Yep, I absolutely do. Yep, Kayla, I absolutely believe that happens. I do. Yep. So, just to remind you, I will be leaving somewhere around the 12th of June and will be gone all the way till probably the 27th or so. I'll be gone a couple weeks. I need a vacation. It's been about 7 months, and I need to take a break for a few weeks and kind of enjoy my family and be on the road and all that good stuff. Just pray the Lord works all that out. And I get some much needed rest and relaxation. Plan on going out west and seeing a bunch of things. Going to Yellowstone and a few places like that. And really just enjoying God's creation and relaxing. And, you know, doing some walking, hiking and all that kind of stuff. And looking around and sightseeing and all those things. And just get away from all the hustle and bustle of everything for a while and take a much needed break. So help to recharge my batteries a little bit and, you know, it'll be good. Sometimes you're not able to call on the Lord in your dreams. You're not conscious of it. However, if you are conscious of evil that is going on, never be a part of the evil that goes on. Never. Always do what's right, even in dreams. If it's possible. I mean, sometimes things are just replaying in your brain. There's nothing you can do. But if that's not the case, then you know, you keep moving on. Yeah, there's nothing you can do sometimes about that. Amen. You keep praying one for another. And keep trusting the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord through everything. Anyway, I'll be back on Friday. And then, let's see. I'm trying to think of my schedule. So I kind of have an idea when I'm going to be with you all on here. Let's see. Well, Monday's the first, so I'll be with you then. I actually will be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Then the following week, I will be with you Monday and Wednesday, but not Friday. I'll probably take that off. So, anyway, because I'll have to get ready for everything. So, that'll take a little while. But anyway, so I'll be here for the next couple weeks. I got about a little less than 2 weeks. So, anyway. All right, everybody. Have a good night.